like 15 years ago?
No, it seems like yesterday, honestly, that all this stuff was going on. But brings back a lot of great memories being back here, though. My wife and I are out here together, and we grew up out here. You know, I was single, and we left. We were married and had three kids. Yeah, so we kind of grew up out here. So it's great to come back, and it feels like a homecoming for sure.
Drew, and it was a long way back, but in 2001, the Rams came here for a regular season game, and they were sort of the standard, and it was a close game, and some people say it gave you guys a lot of confidence going forward. What do you remember from that game, and was it the case where...
Yeah, you know, I remember after the game, Belichick saying something to the team that Mike Martz told him, hey, we'll probably see you guys again, which, you know, meant the Super Bowl, because that's the only other way we could have played him again. So, yeah, I think that was a pretty pivotal game in that year for sure.
We just came from practice, and I was telling some of the guys, like, when we used to go to practice, players used to hop in their cars, drive down Route 1 and take a right at the light. And what do you remember about those?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, you know, these young guys that come to this organization now and they get to practice in this palace and be here, they have no idea. Yeah, we used to get in our cars, put our pads on, get in our cars, and drive 5 miles to an abandoned mental hospital, the old Rentham State School, and get all dirty, and then we would get in our cars all dirty and drive back and take a cold shower and go to our meetings and our portables. And I mean, it was a little different.
Guys were like racing to practice, right?
I mean, yeah, I only got in an accident one time, and I think it was Scott Sisson. I was like looking down to change the radio, and I was riding with Corwin Brown and ran into him, and little crash. Well, yeah, we'd probably drove a little faster than we should have on our way back to and from practice. I think Zolak had his red Corvette, and we'd jump in that thing and see how fast we could get going between practice and here.
You're gonna have a lot of your former teammates back. How nice is that gonna be? How much you're looking forward to seeing a lot of?
It's gonna be really fun to get the team back together this week. I think we have over 40 guys coming. Talked to a handful of them. There are a handful of guys that I keep in touch with. You know, Brewski, I hear from time to time, and Willie McGinnis and Troy Brown, and getting together with Ty Law, and I think Ted Johnson's coming back to town. So there are a lot of those guys that we'll get to bump into and spend some time with that I haven't seen for quite a while.
Does it amaze you, Drew, how that one of those guys is still playing and at the level he's playing right now?
Yeah, the fact that Tommy's still playing at the level he's at is pretty impressive. I mean, you guys know, Stacy and I were just talking about, I know he'll wear everybody out talking about his diet and his exercise regimen, but it's working, you know. And that combined with the fact that you can't hit the quarterback anymore these days is going to allow him to play a lot longer. You know, I was watching the deal with Cam Newton where he wants to go meet with the commissioner. He's got a list of hits that have been like, okay, I got a list of about 150 hits I'd like to discuss with the commissioner, man, from back when I was playing. These guys used to try to rip our heads off. But I think Tommy can play for a long time. You know, he takes great care of himself. He's been such a great leader for this organization. I think he can kind of go for a while now, which would be interesting.
Drew, how rewarding it was for you to play for New England, to get them on the map of being competitive there in the National Football League.
It was really an honor for me and for my teammates to be a part of this organization as it went from being pretty bad to being pretty good. Now since we left, it's gone on to be, you know, it's probably the marquee organization in all of professional sports, at least in the United States. But we were a part of the kind of that transition where it went from, you know, being kind of a doormat to being fairly competitive organization, and those were neat teams to be a part of.
Drew, were there times when?
It was a different time, obviously. But do you remember when you were here with Tom that he was that into fitness and diet?
When Tommy was young, he was just like he was with the rest of us, you know. Yeah, I could even get him to have a beer or two, you know, back in the old days. We had some good times, but I think that's something that he's learned and developed over time as he's gotten older. I do remember as I got a little bit older in my career, it took a lot more work to feel the same, and I think that Tom saw that coming, and that's where that change has come from.
Were there signs when he was a young player, when you were his teammate, that he could have the kind of success that he's had?
Nah, man, I don't think anybody really saw, you know, what the run that he's been on coming. You know, it's a confluence of events. Obviously, he's playing for a great organization that's helped him that goes along with all the things that he's brought. But I figured he'd be around the league for a long time. You know, just because he was a hardworking guy, that had a great attitude and all of that, I figured he'd be around for a long time. But I don't know that I ever thought he would be a starter. You know, to be honest with you, you know, he's just a skinny kid out of Michigan. But obviously, he felt different. His legacy to me is far more about what he does outside the lines of the field in terms of his leadership for the organization and for his leadership within the team and how he demands that everybody matches his work ethic so that they can continue to achieve. Obviously a great player on the field, but I think his leadership is above what he does on the field.
When you look back on the 0-1 team, kind of what's you remember about it? What stands out to you or your fondest memories of that?
Well, I remember coming to training camp, and the first day of training camp, I stepped in the huddle, and I said, man, we might have a chance. I mean, we got an offensive line here that looks like something. Unfortunately, a lot of those guys got hurt through training camp, and I don't think we got Matt Light back, I think, until the second or third week, something like that. But I just remember stepping into the huddle then thinking, okay, we got a chance to do something with this team if we can stay healthy. And then, obviously, as the season progressed, you know, that became the case as everybody kind of got healthy and got on the field and the team started playing very, very well. Unfortunately, I didn't get to be on the field with them, you know, during a big chunk of that run. But I do remember when I got to play in that AFC championship game, it was a pretty unique feeling to throw that first pass. And I got to throw the ball, watch it completed, and I didn't get hit. I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. I think you could do this for a little while.
Paraphrasing here, I think Josh yesterday, McDaniels, kind of said the team epitomized the word team.
Yeah.
And maybe that's reflective in the fact there's going to be 40-plus guys coming back.
You know, I think that team, it truly was a team. And I think that part of what happened that year when I – without overstating it, but I, you know, when I got hurt, I think guys look, okay, well, our franchise guy went down. We got this young kid coming in. We've all got to step up and we've really got to make this a team thing. And then obviously as Tom continued to play better and better, his part in that grew. But I do think that team, and you saw it evidenced in how the team was introduced at the Super Bowl. You know, everybody came out together and that was the first time I think that had ever happened. And you've seen that continue to be the way that this organization has conducted the business of football, is that there's nobody bigger than the team. And they, because of that, among many, many other reasons, but that's one of the reasons they've been so successful for so long.
Drew, how would you have enjoyed playing, being a starting NFL quarterback with Twitter and the social media world?
We've talked a lot of times with a lot of friends. It's like, man, I'm glad we played ball before social media. We had a lot of fun, and we weren't crazy, but we weren't choir boys. And having everybody with a video camera in their pocket would have been different. And then outside of that, just the fact that that anybody and everybody has a voice that goes out to the masses is a little crazy. It's a little crazy. There's a lot of it that would be pretty annoying, quite honestly.
Can you take us back to that AFC championship game and what was that, especially that play in the corner of the end zone?
Oh, yeah, man. It's, well, you know, first of all, I've said this before, and I certainly never wished Tommy any ill will whatsoever, but I felt like I was going to play in that game for some reason and was prepared to. And we'd had, you know, I actually, Tommy was kind enough. He was more kind to me as his backup than I was to him as my backup in terms of giving me reps during practice. You know, I kind of had to go elbow my way in but I had plenty of reps and was ready to go and that particular play to David Patton in the back corner of the end zone was really a pretty simple play. I mean, you know, it was a well-designed play, got him open in the back of the end zone and made it pretty easy for me. Thankfully I didn't throw it into the stands. All right, thank you guys. It's been a lot of fun being back. See ya.